Bertha Whitehouse, Bertha, B-E-R-T-H-A, Whitehouse, W-H-I-T-E-H-O-U-S-E. Date of birth is 12/30/1970. This is for date of service 11/29/2022. Miss Whitehouse is a 51-year-old female who is here today for initial consultation regarding her abnormal thyroid function studies. She also has a history of type 2 diabetes and uncontrolled hypertension. The patient reports symptoms of dry skin, fatigue, and loss of about 15 pounds over the last year. She reports some thinning hair. She denies any use of caffeine or nicotine or alcohol. Her last hemoglobin A1C is 6.2%. Her last TSH was 0.01, free T4 1.7, and free T3 of 3.2. Her TPO antibodies were negative at less than 1, and thyroglobulin antibody level was less than 1 as well. She denies decompressive symptoms at the thyroid plan. Number one, the patient has a thyroid goiter with a palpable possible nodule on the right side compared to the left side, and therefore I have ordered a thyroid ultrasound to delineate her goiter and assess for any thyroid nodules. Next number, for evaluation of her abnormal thyroid function studies, I will repeat the TSH, free T4, and free T3 level. I will also repeat the TPO antibody level and the thyroid stimulating immunoglobulin level. At this point, her TPO antibody level has come back at less than 1, and her thyroglobulin antibody level has also come back at less than 1, and her TSI level less than 89. At this point, there's no indication of any autoimmune thyroid disease. At this point, the differential diagnosis could include a toxic adenoma, and I have ordered the thyroid ultrasound to assess the thyroid bed and assess for any thyroid nodules, and we will later order a thyroid uptake and scan as needed based on the results of the thyroid ultrasound. Next number, for her type 2 diabetes, her current hemoglobin A1C is 6.2%. My recommendation is to go ahead and increase the Ozempic to 0.5 milligrams once weekly and to continue the metformin 500 milligrams twice a day and recheck a hemoglobin A1C and fasting comprehensive metabolic panel prior to her return. Next number, for her hypertension, she is followed by her cardiologist and she is currently on hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligrams once daily, propranolol 80 milligrams once daily, and lisinopril 20 milligrams daily. Next number, notably the patient had a hysterectomy about 10 years ago. Next number, followed with primary care provider, Dr. Rokees. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.